I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi guys, you're very welcome to episode 28 of the T's and C's Applied podcast. My name is Chelsea.
And my name is Tyga, and this episode is for everyone who's ever thought, geez, I'd love to be an A-list celebrity, only to realise that it would be absolutely shocking.
I'd hate it.
I know there's obviously a lot of glamour to it, and we probably experience it on the most minute of levels. We've been invited to like one movie premiere, kind of.
as glamorous as it's after getting lads.
Yeah, we were like invited to go to see a movie up in Dublin. They were like, we'll just invite some influencers and people from Instagram and whatnot to come up, and you can tag along with them. So we've had a little taste of it, but I can tell you one thing: I don't think I'd necessarily like to have the full-blown experience of...
Do you know what it is? I wouldn't like the whole world knowing about my life and constantly, like, watching my every move. And you would never have privacy?
None.
Regardless of if you're just tipping to the shop to get a container of milk, you would never have privacy ever again. And I would hate that.
So today we are talking about celebrity culture, basically, and kind of the rigmaroles of celebrity life, the different things, the different areas of it, kind of all came because of the whole Johnny Depp Amber Heard court case, which recently got resolved.
Yeah.
I'm going to use the word allegedly fairly frequent in this episode. I ain't getting no lawsuits. But yeah, it got resolved. But for me, it just looked like a massive trial of public opinion, really. You know, like, as much as Amber Heard lost in court, it was really the condemnation within the public
that I was blown away by. This went on for like 6 years. This went on for a long, long time. It was like there was so much to it. And I think the public got so invested in it because of the fact it was so public. Like, you see these kind of cases, unfortunately, quite a lot. But they're never publicized. Whereas like this was like so much in the public eye. Everybody and their granny was following this. Like, I myself was following this every day.
TikTok live streams. She was like going over to CNN, looking at it going on.
I was constantly watching TikTok live streams of like ABC News and all that sort of stuff of it, because I was like, I just need to know. But I feel like if this wasn't so much in the public eye, I probably wouldn't have followed it as much because I wouldn't have been aware of what's going on.
And like, that's the thing, I suppose, when it comes to like a lot of this, because I will touch on it later on, like what people determine as news and gossip and all that stuff is massively based on what the media decides sells. And it is, now that I've done a little bit more research into it and like looked at the different sides of it, it is really interesting to see who they decide basically gets to be in the public court of opinion, you know, who actually gets to have that spotlight, whether they get their 15 minutes of fame or not. And you know, whether they deserve to have it.
Do you know what it is, though? Even when I was watching the trial, it came out that Amber Heard leaked her, so this is how it all started. It was the fact that the divorce wasn't publicized until she allegedly, I'm saying this with air quotes for anybody who can't see me, she allegedly leaked the whole thing to TMZ. And that's how this whole thing came about.
It TMZ.
But she didn't do it, apparently. She was like, I don't even know how to do that. That line itself just pissed me off.
Oh, I don't know how to send an email.
Right? So that's how it all came to light, is the fact that she leaked all... Like, She leaked the divorce proceedings to TMZ. And that's where all this shit started to come to light. That's how there was so much attention drawn to it. Is because she, in my opinion, just wanted the attention. Just wanted... wanted it to be put into the public eye.
Yeah, it's mental. And like, the thing is, there's so many big lawsuits and so many big court cases that never get the same scrutiny.
No.
Like, it was really interesting. I heard one person say, I don't care about what happens with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. I want to know what the story is with the Ghislaine Maxwell court case.
Yeah.
And when is that happening? Or, you know, what's the situation? Will we ever even hear about it in the public eye? Probably not.
Probably won't, yeah.
Because there's too many big people involved trying to hush it down and keep it out of the public eye, especially after the Epstein documentary. So it was really interesting. But I've gone on a bit of a deep dive with this one, Chelsea, cool, if you don't mind. Because later on in our episode, Chelsea has her Love Island section. It's going to be a new thing.
I'm buzzing.
But I said I'd do a deep dive on this one because I don't really, really get involved with celebrity culture. I don't really have, like, I don't follow a lot of celebrities or care too much about what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of live my own life. So I had to do a bit of investment in this.
Just before we do dive into it, you will notice we have a different background.
It's not a bed sheet before anyone asks.
In this episode, we talk about a lot of it in our Patreon. So if you want to know more about what's going on in our personal life, go to the Patreon. But you will notice we have a different background the past couple of weeks. We're kind of like switching it up. We're currently...
we're in a spare room. Let's call it a spare here.
We're in a spare room, but a different spare room than last week. So just bear with us.
We are literally between houses again.
We're literally between houses here. So you will probably see different backgrounds probably. Well, maybe... hopefully not
maybe
too
next
many.
Week. Who knows?
Hopefully the one you see next week will be the permanent background.
I'm waiting for us to be doing it outside on like a picnic table at this stage. Honest to God. We might just take this whole podcast
we're
public.
Just, yeah,
why
we're
not?
Just, we're just hopping
interview
from
randomers
houses
on the street.
That. We're just going on like knocking on random people's doors going, can we borrow your spare room?
Please, sir. Please, we sir. Have a podcast. Yeah. We can't do... Jesus, even as... Oh my... The whole setup now is starting to fall apart on us. Chelsea's microphone just went off the handle.
It
might be part
so
of it all.
It is so late at night. You have no idea.
Yeah,
my tiny brain isn't even able to...
This has been recorded and videoed 5 hours before it comes out. So
5 hours before
the dedication here, lads. The dedication.
So I hope you appreciate this because I'm losing sleep. I'm trying to fix my mic. Hold on.
Okay, so for all of you out there who are a bit like me, who don't really engage in celebrity culture, I just figured I'd give you a bit of a rundown of why there's so much of it, all right? And
right.
It blew my mind, celebrity gossip, all the magazines, all that jazz, just like selling celebrity gossip is a $3 billion industry.
Jesus.
Just selling the gossip. We're not talking about brand deals. We're not talking about like all the marketing involved, whatever. We're just talking about selling it. The magazines, the TV shows, all that jazz. $3 billion.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking insane, isn't it?
It's frustrating. You're just like, really? This is what?
But you know what? Yeah, yeah. I was going to say there's a reason for it though.
Yeah, so going into what celebrity culture is.
Right?
Celebrity culture is the high volume exposure to celebrities' personal lives on a global scale. It is inherently tied to consumer interests where celebrities transform their fame to become product brands, basically. So, and I see it on a smaller scale, I suppose, with like the Instagram and TikTok where, you know, creators have the creator marketplace and that like they get involved with brands and we've dabbled a little bit at ourselves. Later on, you'll have one of our ads coming up. But like, it is one of those things that your fame and your exposure end up creating a little brand itself where like you are then the product
you
that is being sold to the people who are interested in your lives. And then you market to them, you get a little bit of money back. And then that marketing and that finance helps to allow you to build a bit more of a profile, yeah, which then creates more of a marketplace because you get more followers, and it just kind of spirals,
it's just a circle.
Like,
yeah.
It's a circle of fame and fortune. That's what it is. So that's the whole purpose of celebrity culture, really, is just like marketing the people that are involved. Weirdly, it's not that old.
Okay.
So when would you expect celebrity culture to have started?
Jesus, Tyke, you're going years back.
Give me a year. Throw a random year out.
Fucking 90s, maybe?
What, 1990s?
Yeah.
Okay, a little bit older than that. Come on, we knew celebrities back in the 70s and 80s.
What are you on about then?
Would you expect it to be like 300-400 years old?
No.
When would you expect it?
I don't know. Maybe going back to like the 70s, maybe.
Jeez. You know that there was celebrities back
you
in like the
50s. You all heard him say, it's actually not that old. So what would you expect?
Humankind has been around for thousands of years. Jesus, we've all heard of Jesus Christ.
Tyke, I'm too tired. All right, don't make me think.
We all heard of Julius
Caesar. I'm too tired. I don't know. You're saying 200-300 years old. Can't be that old.
No. So, well, when it was around 1895 to around 1920. That's when they reckoned celebrity culture.
Oh, it's not that old, he says.
It isn't that old. Would you, in the grand scheme of things.
Are you fucking hallucinating or what?
Well, you see, you got to
take... It's not that old.
It's not that old.
Christ.
It's not that old, but you see...
1850s is an old.
1895. Now you've added on 45 years onto it. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, whatever.
Back then, that was a lifetime. No, like, you got to take into account, like, celebrities or people of fame and stature before that would have been, like, politicians, like, royalty, and, like, maybe, like, some musicians, Mozart. Do you know, or Beethoven, all
just
these fellas.
Just right back, okay.
But when we're talking about like celebrity culture and stuff like that, it kind of started around the 1920s. We're kind of around that kind of Hollywood era where it just started kicking off and the movies started becoming big and then people started talking about those actors and actresses.
Okay.
So that's when we're kind of talking about celebrity culture and just a lot of fame just because you were wealthy.
Right.
People knew you because of that as well and that you got wrote about in the newspapers as a result. So like, it's, in my opinion, is not that old.
Okay.
According to Chelsea, though, anything past the 70s is very old. Do you know?
No. But he said it's not that old and then went on to say, do you reckon like 200-300 years old?
Yeah.
Like, lads. Continue.
Anyway. Continue. Right. So, again, looking at like the influence that celebrity culture has had on global aspects and everything, when you think about how much of a shape it is, and I'll go into detail about this in one particular facet in a second, but the biggest kind of facets of life are all based around celebrity culture. Celebrities influence like how we vote politically. So they are, like, yeah, you look at the forefront of any movement, it's all about, you know, what celebrities are there, who's backing it. Leonardo DiCaprio is the big one with the whole, you know, global warming crisis at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Him and Greta Thunberg are at every sort of any flood around
what
the place.
Woman.
They'll be
what
standing there going, lads, this is all our fault, like, you know. But like, celebrities are at the forefront of that, politically, globally, whatever it might be. But one that really gets to me and it bugs me, because it's both male and female with this one, is how celebrity body image has changed so dramatically.
Yeah.
And how that's affected everyone.
Massive, yeah.
Right, so probably if we look at it from like the woman side of things, when you think of classic golden aged Hollywood, who would be your standout female actress that everyone was like, oh my God, she was so gorgeous, unbelievable. That famous photo of her standing over the
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe, right? Her figure nowadays, she wouldn't make it in Hollywood?
No.
Wouldn't be able to make it because she
and
doesn't fit the type.
That's why I love her, because Marilyn Monroe, she was absolutely stunning, but she was real. She, you know, she didn't have the perfect body that women are portrayed to have nowadays. She had the curves, she had, you know, the cellulite in her legs, she had, you know, the tiger straps, as we call them, like she had a belly, like all that sort of stuff. She was a real woman.
She's sexy as hell though.
She was gorgeous.
Unreal.
Absolutely gorgeous, like. And that's what I'm saying, that's what women should be like. That's the sort of women you want in that industry. That's the sort of women you want in the celebrity eye, because there's teenage girls. I know I'm not a teenage girl anymore, but there's women in that industry that I look up to, and I'm like, oh, I wish I looked like her. But then I have to always remind myself that it's not realistic to look like that. You are who you are. Like, yes, you could have a body similar to that if you, you know,
worked ridiculously hard, worked for years and years and years.
Like, worked your ass off. But then I'm like, realistically, you got a full-time job. Me and you personally, as, and I'm just speaking for ourselves, like we have busy lives between working full-time jobs, having the podcasts, our social media careers, all that sort of stuff. Like, I'm not going to be able to go to the gym fucking 7 days a week, 3 hours a day. Like, do you know what I mean? It's not realistic to do that. Therefore, I shouldn't be putting myself down about it, because at the end of the day, I love my body for what my body looks like. I don't care about anybody else's opinion. Yeah, sometimes there is days where I'm like, look at myself, go, I don't feel good about myself. But that's natural. Like, I'm not going to like myself every single day. I'm not going to like my reflection every single day. Why are you laughing at me?
A joke has popped into my head that ironically I listened to earlier. Did you ever hear of a comedian called Sam Morelli?
Yes.
Sam Morelli came out with the most ridiculous statement, but it's stuck in my head for this exact reason, right? Where he said that, like, celebrity culture and magazines and all that stuff is less accepting about women's figures and what women are than the porn industry.
Yeah.
Right? And the reason, and this is genius. He said, in celebrity culture, you're fat. Right? In porn, you're big and beautiful. That's the category you're put into. It's not, you don't go onto a porn site and you find the fat category. No, it's big and beautiful. In celebrity culture, you're old.
Overweight.
You're old, right? Yeah. If you're an old person, you're old. In porn, you're mature. Like, does that say enough about like how weird it is at the moment? But yeah, the point I wanted to make, right, about this and how, you know, things are, in my opinion, how things have gotten so different is that when I look at superheroes, this is how I judge how body image has changed so much and how celebrity culture has influenced so much. When I look at male superheroes, right, yeah, if you look back at old Batman, or if you look at old Superman, or one of the classic George Reeves or whoever it might be that like played Superman or Batman or whoever back in the day, they just looked like normal guys.
Yeah.
Right? Now, if you're going to be in the Marvel universe, you have to get shredded. So I actually have some images here to show you exactly the differences. I'll let it in afterwards so you guys can see it as well. But number one, check this out, right? The one who started all, Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Okay, guy famous for making Iron Man, the whole thing really kicked off the Marvel Universe. This is him skinny, and this is him as Iron Man. Look at the size difference.
Yeah.
So much more muscular. And like, Jesus, he would have never played.
Totally different person. Oh my God.
Totally different. Totally different. One, a classic one that everyone loves, Paul Rudd, my favorite human being of all time. Mm. He's just so nice. He's like your dad. Do you know what he is? He's like your dad. That's what he is.
He's like your dad.
Yeah. He just screams lovely dad. Like, you, if you scraped your knee, you'd be like, oh, I'm going to go with Paul Rudd. He'll sort out my elbow. Oh my God. All covered in blood or whatever. That's him, normal.
Yeah.
This is him as Ant-Man.
Yes. It's kind of, again, they've just made it look like you can only, like, again, I'm relating this back to younger people. Okay. I know all ages relate to these kind of things and it kind of speaks to everybody, but the way I'm looking at it is like the generation nowadays, it's all younger people on social media apps that are seeing all this, and they're looking at that and they're going, well, for me to achieve such and such, for me to achieve a career in acting or music or blah blah blah, I have to look like that. Same with girls modeling. If I want to be a model, I have to look like that. Like, this is why I love Lizzo. Like, Lizzo, for her brand and everything else, she's a big girl, but my God, is she fucking gorgeous. And she owns it. She does not give a continental about what anybody thinks about her. She doesn't go on these crazy diets to try and change how she looks to fit into the industry. She is loved and accepted for who she is. And, you know, she portrays that to other women as well in the world, and she tries to get them to love them for themselves. And a lot of that speaks through her music as well. Whereas the other creators or other artists out there, other celebrities out there portray an unrealistic image, I think, to this generation or generations before.
Yes, queen. Yes, queen. Yes, queen.
Okay. I'm not finished. I need to show you
more. I know
more
you weren't finished. I was making a point. I never said you were finished.
It was a great point. It was a great point. But I need to get on to the Chris's, because I also want to know secretly which one of these Chris's, before and afterwards, did you think is the hottest?
Okay.
Okay, so we have Chris Pratt when he was playing Andy in Parks and Rec.
Yep.
We have Chris Hemsworth from Home and Away.
Yep.
And then we've got Chris Evans. It's just when he was dressed looking like he's from a soldier in an army.
Right, what's your
which
question?
One of your three before their transformation was the hottest there for you?
The last one.
Chris Evans.
Yes.
Okay. Chris Evans winning so far. Now, this is them after the transformation. So Chris Pratt beforehand.
Yep.
Okay. Chris Pratt, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
Chris Hemsworth beforehand.
That's Liam Hemsworth.
No, that is Chris Hemsworth.
Is it?
That is 100% Chris Hemsworth.
Sorry.
And this is
a fucking image of each other.
Chris Hemsworth, Thor.
Okay. I really like him with long hair. Okay. And the last one?
The last one. Chris Evans before
yep.
Captain America. Chris Evans after Captain America.
Chris Pratt.
You're taking Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
My man.
Chris Pratt is he's unreal. Like.
Yeah, I'd like. So Chris Evans did it before and Chris Pratt did it after. I would have said with those before pictures, to be fair, I'd have gone Chris Evans too.
Chris Hemsworth never really did it for me. Like, don't get me wrong, he's a good looking chap. He's a good looking chap. But again, he was very much a, how do I put it? Very much a surfer dude kind of energy I was getting from him from all these years.
Did you not like that, no?
No.
You weren't all
like,
for that
I watched Home and Away for years, by the way. So I remember him when he was in there and like, it's not. It's just not my vibe. Chris Pratt though.
Beautiful.
Chef's kiss.
Beautiful.
Beautiful human.
Right. Last one I'm going to show you of these male transformations. And this is the one that always just blows my mind of everyone that's gone so far. It is just like, I always recognize this guy as a comedian, but like this was him beforehand, just a normal comedian.
Yep.
Okay, Camille. This was him when he joined the MCU.
Jesus.
Like, if you can't just be your normal self going into these, like, it just sets a record of what you have to look like.
Yeah.
And like, a lot of young fellas obviously idolize these superheroes and whatnot. And now they all grow up thinking they have to look like that.
Yeah. It's
based off celebrity culture.
It's not realistic. So anybody out there who is constantly like comparing themselves to the celebrities that are on social media and whatnot, and how they look and feel like they have to look a certain way for people to accept them for who they are. Bullshit. Okay, don't read into it. Don't believe everything you see on social media. That's a fact. I've said it in previous podcasts. Don't believe everything you see on social media, because what you see on social media is probably a whole lot of lies. There's a lot of filters being used in photographs. Also, you should take into account there's celebrities out there that have had serious amount of work done. You are 100% perfect the way you are. Man and woman, I don't care who's listening to this, but don't ever change for anybody. If no one can love and accept you for who you are, then they're not worth your time.
Period.
Period.
Right, moving on to another massive part of the whole celebrity culture, the stuff that, as they would say, would sell the magazines, makes the money. Celebrity beef.
Oh, yeah.
And the celebrity meltdowns. Right, off the top of your brain, who comes to mind when you think of celebrity meltdowns?
Kanye West.
It's going to be Kanye West with bodies.
Unfortunately, like, my brother is listening to this, Aaron. I'm sorry, because I know he's a massive Kanye West fan. But yeah, I mean, yeah, he's had plenty of them. Like,
he's had a few. The funniest one for me of all time still has to be the whole South Park. Do you ever watch the South Park episode about Kanye West?
No.
Oh my God. So this is brilliant, right? Because it felt like it was...
It's and I've watched South Park, so I obviously missed that one.
South Park made an episode where they had a joke that was about fish sticks.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And the whole joke was they'd go up to someone and be like, oh, do you like fish sticks? And then people were like, oh yeah, I love fish sticks. Like sticks.
Sticks.
But they were make coming it sound out like as fish sticks. And they go, oh, you're a gay fish. And everyone laugh, haha, whatever. And in the episode, they tell the joke to Kanye West.
Okay.
And then Kanye West has a meltdown, being like, I'm not a gay fish. And it just starts losing it. And then it becomes public news that Kanye West doesn't get the joke. But yeah. Kanye thinks that everyone's like getting angry at him because like, or is like giving out that like, oh, he's a gay fish or whatever. And then by the end of the episode, Kanye just has like this profound moment where he's like, you know what? I've been hiding it for years. Maybe I'm a gay fish. And then he just jumps into the water, right? Whatever. Everyone has a good laugh and joke about it because everyone's like, oh, it's funny. It's the whole,
yeah.
Like, you know, Kanye not getting it and like blowing things out of proportion or whatever, or just can't take a joke. Kanye West does not like the episode, apparently, like, and also like publicly came out about it and just was like slating the whole episode, being like, it's not funny. It's not a great joke, all this stuff. And like, basically, the joke almost went over his head.
Yeah.
About the whole episode. And it's just like, oh, Kanye, why? Why do you dig so many holes for yourself? Yeah. Why can't you just leave it go?
Unfortunately, like, it's only gotten worse over the years. Don't get me wrong, I like Kanye West, and he's got really good music, all that sort of like good stuff. That's grand. But he's a lot to handle, I think. I think he's got, I wouldn't say he's got issues, but he's got some sort of issues. I just don't know what it is. Maybe it's just his beliefs. There is a lot of stuff that Kanye West believes in. I will say that, like, from watching documentaries and stuff like that, like, and like obviously watching him on the Kardashians. So that's the only time I started watching the Kardashians, is when Kanye West came into the family, because I was like, I'm so curious as to see how Kanye West is gonna
fit into that dynamic.
Like the Kardashians are all, you know, fucking la-di-da, very, you know what I mean, kind of lifestyle. I'm like, that's not Kanye West. Kanye West is very laid back, loose, kind of, you know what I mean?
I don't know about laid back anymore.
I'm talking about lifestyle, the way he lives, as in like his lifestyle, what he would do day to day kind of thing. Whereas he's not, yes, he's a celebrity, and yes, he would have paparazzi follow him around and film crew, blah, blah, blah. But having a film crew watch your every single move and every single event in your life or whatnot, and has just had them following him ever since he's been in the Kardashians. He's just like a limelight ever since. And I kind of feel bad for him in a way, because I feel like all they do now is just highlight his like mistakes in life and his downfalls and stuff like that. Whereas I'm like, that's not right as well, because that's another thing that happens in whole fame and limelight and stuff like that. It's
they want you to fail.
They just want to nitpick at people's lives. Like
Britney Spears is not a perfect example of this.
I was about to say, take Britney Spears for example. She was dogged out of it over the years, and said she's crazy and she's having this crazy meltdown. Wouldn't you go fucking crazy if you had people following your every move and constantly making up all these conspiracy theories about you and blah, blah, blah? Now look what the poor girl, you actually find out all the shit that she went through growing up.
Oh, it's just like
no wonder she went fucking doolally.
I don't know.
Just fucking send me haywire.
It's absolutely ballistic. Just like, yeah, I don't know. I don't massively like celebrity culture for that side of things. But like,
and that's what I'm saying. The more you read about it, the more you hear about it on the news and social media, it would turn you off of having. Yeah, it would be great to have the money. Don't get me wrong. I'd be fucking delighted.
Do you know who's got the life actually because of that? Right? And I'm going to say this, because I guarantee you, no one knows what they look like, right? The people who have this, right, where they have technically the fame, they've got the money, but I honestly couldn't pick them out of a lineup. Coldplay band, except for Chris Martin at the front.
Yep.
That drummer and the guy on the guitar, they could walk past me in the street and I wouldn't know him.
100%.
And
that's
like,
the life you want.
That's what you want.
Yeah, that's what you want. You don't want to be the backup
of whatever and just like play away. Whoever the guy who invented the Teletubbies, he's loaded. Absolutely loaded.
Yeah. Do you know that Simon Cowell actually got Teletubbies? I actually seen this on Britain's Got Talent here today. Simon Cowell actually got Teletubbies' first song out.
No way.
I swear to God. When I learned that the other day, there's a fun fact for you, lads.
I'll give you one that's even more mental. Do you ever heard of the Wiggles?
Oh, yeah.
The Wiggles, right? Apparently, two of them were married to each other.
Stop.
They got divorced, continued to tour.
Oh, wow.
That's like Fleetwood Mac. Genuinely, that happened with Fleetwood Mac as well, didn't it?
Yeah.
Even more crazy, another member of the Wiggles apparently married like a woman who played backup music on one of their gigs or whatever.
That's what I like.
The Wiggles need to broaden their circle is what they need to do. That's incestuous is what that is.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That's what I like to hear. I like to hear when you have like the big A-list celebrities, because you always hear about all celebrities. Like you have like Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, like all celebrities dating celebrities, right? You have that. Fine. Happy days. But I like hearing the stories about like celebrities I like hearing about stories that celebrities that have genuinely fallen in love with, like the soundcheck guy. Or the one of the dancers, or fucking the bus driver from the tour bus. I don't know, something like that. Someone that's not a celebrity.
Someone that's just a normal person.
Someone that's a normal person.
I could be completely wrong about this now, because I actually don't know who the person is at all. I just know her name is Alexandria. A very rare photo of Keanu Reeves with his wife in public the other day that popped up. Now that is celebrity gossip. I love. because I just really like Keanu Reeves. Yeah. Lovely guy. Yeah. I've only ever heard amazing things about him in the public. That's all I want to hear. I don't want to hear about Kanye West and Pete Davidson's like feud, arguing over Kim and all this. And, oh, is Pete going to propose? I don't care about that. Give me Keanu Reeves giving all of the crew on one of his movies Harley Davidson's. That's what I want. It's a genuine story. I don't want to hear like Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera having a beef. I know that's an old one, but it's a good reference.
An old one,
I don't
hear
that. I want Keanu Reeves, his flight gets cancelled, so he takes all the people on the flight on a tour around Chicago and gives them a tour of it. That's what I want. That's the kind of gossip I want.
Yeah. So basically, long story short, we don't want to hear about all the beef that's going on. We just want the good stuff. The humble stuff that, you know, that makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
Except I'm going to bring beef right back up again because I want to see if you can figure out who these people beefed with.
Okay.
So, right. We had the Kanye and Pete Davidson.
Yes.
But what other two celebrities did Kanye West also have beef with?
Oh, God.
I'll give you a hint. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best moves of all time.
Jay-Z. That wasn't...
That was Taylor Swift.
Oh, Taylor Swift. Oh, my God. That wasn't beef. That's not counted as beef.
It was because they had a thing afterwards, apparently.
Nah,
this is
really.
When I Googled it, this is what I heard.
Now, apparently that was just beef. Kanye West on not for
but
Beyonce.
But you
whatever.
Did get the other one as well, Jay-Z. He had beef with him. Taylor Swift, though, since we were on her, who did she also have a very public beef with?
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry, correct. Moving on to Sex and the City. Who are the two characters, or the two actresses, should I say, who've had massive beef, apparently.
Shit, I don't know.
To the point where they weren't sure if one of them was actually going to be written out of a script.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
And
the woman that plays fucking Samantha.
Yeah.
Can't think of her name.
Kim Cattrall,
yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow had a very public beef with a very famous woman who ended up going to prison. A woman that you wouldn't expect to go to prison. And I'll give you another hint. She's very good friends with Snoop Dogg now.
Shit. Oh, fucking. I know her name. Because I did a roast battle for her.
Yeah. She was on the roast of Justin Bieber.
What's her name?
Martha.
Oh, shit. I can't. Martha.
Martha Stewart.
Stewart.
Oh,
Jesus.
My God. Next one. They made about 3 movies together on The Fast and Furious. And both would be very big egoed people.
So you've got Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
And Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel, correct. And then I mentioned about Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera.
Yep.
Stems way back, apparently.
Way, way back.
It's the last one. And this one is between Lady Gaga. And if you get this one correct, I will be blown away with someone who actually only, this is what bugs me, only got famous as being a celebrity blogger, so got famous because he wrote about famous people.
The Perez guy.
Yeah, Perez Hilton.
Perez Hilton.
Mental. How do you get that'd be like us getting famous for talking about this.
He's mega famous. I'm actually sick to the teeth of hearing about him. Like,
why?
He like, just constantly has something to say about somebody. But it's always in the public eye. He's got always something to say. You ever just get a life?
I think that's how we get famous now. Is that
we just go online and just start, fucking
beef.
Talking about all the Irish celebs.
Who should we call out? Who we?
Tyke Fleming, I'm calling you out, boy.
Tyke Fleming for spelling your name incorrect.
Yeah.
How'd you like that? Bring it. My father versus your father in a fight. Derry versus John.
That'd be actually fucking hilarious.
Oh, well, it'd be a decimation. Derry, my dad would whip your dad.
Yeah. He'd kill him. John's like a tank compared to Derry.
Do you know what's the right irony is? Dad's actually short enough. He's only 5'9". He's barreled. He's a big man.
Yeah, he's
strong.
Big strong man.
Yeah, big strong man. Who could we beef you against?
Beef me against?
Yeah.
Absolutely no one because I'm an angel.
Do you know
what it is? I'm actually too nice. I wouldn't be able to. I'm genuinely too nice.
I need to teach you how to fight. I would definitely go do celebrity boxing.
I wouldn't even be able to talk smack.
If there's any Irish celebrities or UK celebrities who fancy taking on like
Tyg,
yeah, I'll happily. Why do I ever
you can bring
myself
me into your circle
there?
If you want.
If any of you out there want to fight in a ring, legit, call me out. I'm game.
Oh wow.
I'm on for it. I'm up for it happily. The only thing is, right, the weight categories I have to work between, probably like 75 to 85. I could stay above that. I could, if you want to go to 90, we can push to 90, but I think 75 to 85. So if you're in that weight category and you want to fight a secondary school teacher from Ireland with the tiniest amount of clout, bring it.
Oh, wow.
Bring it.
Please.
I'll do it. And all the money goes to charity.
Do it. Do it. Come on. Kill me. I'm here.
This episode is sponsored by D-Armor Sportswear.
I'm a little bit disappointed.
Why?
That as a Munster man, I have to concede that some of the best sports kit in Ireland is being made in Leinster. Okay.
Suck on them apples.
This is a D-Armor kit. Has been growing ridiculously. It's like taken over all of Ireland. Clubs, teams, everywhere looking for D-Armor kit. It's just amazing. It's savage quality.
Oh, it's unreal quality. Like, and before I even knew anything about D-Armor, I never knew anything about jerseys. I never wore them. Had no interest in them. I don't even know anything about sport. Like,
it's very true. She knows nothing.
I know nothing about sport. But when I met Liam and the quality of jerseys that he sent me, I'm obsessed. Like, jerseys is the new fashion.
It's just
and
lovely.
And it's not even jerseys, lads. Half sips, jackets, tracksuit bottoms, shorts, the lot. He has got everything.
D Armour is not here to take part. They are here to
take over.
So
nice.
If you want to check out D Armour kit, you've got to go check them out on Instagram or TikTok or their website, d17armour.com. Go look at them because I guarantee you, you will be thinking, can I make my club crest look good in that?
Like, do you know what we should get?
What?
T's and C's jerseys.
Oh my God.
T's and C's jerseys.
Stop it. We don't even have a team that we can play with.
We don't even have a team. We're our own
what
team.
What sport could we take? This is for another time.
Another time.
Back to the episode.
Let's go.
Okay, for the people who are watching on YouTube, you'll have noticed a dramatic change in set. We are now in our Love Island corner. This is welcome to Chelsea's Chats. She's going to fill us in about everything that's been happening in Love Island in the last 3 days, basically the first 3 days. That's why we're recording so late. So I'm going to hand it straight over to Chelsea with her lovely pineapples.
Got my mate, I'm just drinking out of my pineapple cup.
What's the goss? Tell us what's happening with Love Island. Now, actually, before you do cut into it, I do genuinely mean this when I say I've not watched a single minute of this. I have no idea what's going on except one post that I saw on Instagram. So I'm going to do whatever. Do you know how I'm going to treat this? Uh-huh. I'm going to treat this like when a woman comes home to her husband and she gives him a load of gossip from work. So I'd be like the supportive one. I'll engage with the whole conversation. But I have no idea who any of these people are. So tell me, babes, what's happening on the island?
Okay. So first of all, I'm going to give you a rundown, right, of what Love Island is. So for anybody listening who doesn't watch Love Island is basically a dating show. So a whole bunch of people, practically kids, I want to say, but a whole bunch of people go on this TV show called Love Island where they go to like this exotic resort somewhere in freaking South Africa or Spain or wherever they go. It's a different place every year. They go and their main objective is to find love, right?
I think some of them have a different objective probably.
Let me finish. But the most important part about it is it's the drama that comes with it. I feel like a lot of the people that go into this are only in it to get the dollar bills, get the brand deals, all that sort of good stuff. That's pretty much what a lot of them do. But there is people that come out that are like do get in relationships and are still together from previous years that have gotten married, that have had kids. So it does work for some people. But
listen, we don't want to hear that. Give me the goss.
I'm giving the people the lowdown of what Love Island is. Okay, there's people that probably never watch the show. So this year we have Liam.
Okay.
He is 22 and he is a student.
Move on, born already.
I'm going to give you a description, okay? So you haven't watched this, so I'm going to give you a quick description. So we have Liam, he's 22 and he's a student. We like Liam. Liam's a nice boy.
Okay,
we like Liam. He's a nice boy. Then we have Akenna. He's 23 and he's in pharmaceutical sales.
Okay.
Akenna's a cool dude. I like him. He's not bad. Now, bear in mind, a lot of these people are from the UK. 9 times out of 10, when it comes to Love Island, every year, majority of the contestants are from the UK. Next one we have is Luca.
Luca, okay.
Funniest bit about Luca is his name is Luca Bish, and he's a fishmonger. So Luca Bish works with fish.
Is that the phrase that they're going with?
Yeah.
Luca Bish works with fish. Yeah. All right.
And he is 23. Then we have Dami, We have an Irish guy in it.
And Dammy Boy.
He's from Dublin. Dammy is 26 and he's a senior microbiologist.
Yes, I like it. Him. That, he's my favourite now already. So I haven't, anybody, don't know anything about him. But
anybody who has watched Love Island, I personally feel like he's in a little bit, he's kind of given off Ovi vibes from a couple of years ago. So Ovi was a guy who was on a couple of years ago and he was the coolest dude. Like, everybody loved Ovi.
If it wasn't for the mini quiz we did last week, no idea who he is.
So Ovi was very much like just a cool dude, didn't give a shit, like didn't get involved in any of the drama that was ever going on. He just took the show on his stride.
Okay, what was his name again?
This guy, Dammy.
Dammy. We like Dammy. Irish. And he's a scientist. He's already number one for me.
And he's called Crack.
Okay. Let's move on. Let's hear more of him.
The next one I have is Andrew, who is 27 and he's a real estate agent.
Oh, they're a little bit older.
Andrew's all right.
What age now with this?
Andrew's all right. Okay. He's I'm still kind of, you know.
On the fence.
And then we have this fucking tosspot.
Oh.
Right. So he was this guy was a bombshell. He came in at the end of the first, so they start off with five boys and five girls. This guy was kind of thrown in at the last minute on the first episode, and his name is Davide. He's 27 and he's a business owner from Italy.
Ooh.
And he's a tosspot. I just don't like him. He's just a cocky, arrogant asshole. I don't like him already.
Kind of fits your type though.
No, I don't even think he's good looking. Like, all the girls went nuts for him when he came in. I was like, honestly don't know what
Italian
he's
good looking fella. It's what they all,
nah,
yeah.
Come on,
let's drive on.
Right,
I'm impatient here. I want to get into the goss.
Okay, don't. This is my segment of the show. Okay, so don't pressure me. Okay. Then we move on to the girls. We have Paige, who is 24 and she's a paramedic.
Ooh, I like Paige.
We like Paige
already.
She's a nice girl. We like her.
She's frontline worker. We like them.
Then we have India, who is 23 and she's a waitress.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
She's all right. I don't know. I've mixed vibes. Mixed vibes about India. Then we have Amber, who is 24 and she's a nanny.
Okay.
She's all right. Again, they're not really showing much of Amber, so I can't really judge too much about what she's like. Then we have Tasha, who is 23 and she's a model and a dancer. Now, one thing I will say about Tasha is why I like her. So Tasha was born completely deaf.
Okay. Oh, I actually think I've heard a little bit about this one. First deaf contestant on the show or something like that.
Yeah. And on the first night, she pulled all the contestants together. She came out straight out and said, look, I was born completely deaf. I've got the hearing... there's a name for it. I can't really think of the name of it.
Not the hearing aids. It's a different name to it.
Yeah, it's a different name to it. But she made it known, and she didn't try and make it like, oh, poor me or that. She was like, it's not a big deal. It is what it is. I just wanted to kind of make you all aware of it, because obviously they would have seen it if her hair was up or whatnot. She's like, I just want to make you all aware of it so everyone knows. It's not a big deal. It's part of who I am. It doesn't define who I am as a person. But yeah, there it is.
Oh,
so
right.
I
respect.
Like the fact that she it took a lot of balls for her to do that on her first night. She didn't even know these people. But again, I kind of like Tasha. She seems like a really sweet girl and everything else. And then we have Gemma.
No, I've heard about Gemma. This is the only contestant
like
I've fully
this
heard
girl
of
whatsoever. Gemma is 19 and she's a dress, I can't even pronounce this right, a dressage.
Dressage, yeah.
Dressage rider.
Okay.
She is also... She's the daughter of Michael Owen, the footballer.
That's how I heard of it, because basically, Lad Bible, Benchwarmers, all these, as soon as like it came out that she was on the show, they were like, Michael Owen's daughter is on and she's 19. And this is where I'm a bit like, is she actually too young to be on this show?
Young.
She ain't looking for love. Let's call a spade a spade. This is to boost her career.
Oh, massive. This is where the only reason why she's on there.
This is one thing that I'm like, Love Island... I'm like, grand look if you got 26, 27-year-olds in there, whatever. But like 18, 19-year-olds shouldn't be on the show because they're not looking, looking for love.
They're only there for the brand deals, right. But the most important thing I'm thinking of, a lot of people that go on social, like all these like dating shows and stuff like that, they're going to get a lot of fucking shit.
Oh,
they're
going
to have a lot of shit coming at them. She's 19 years of age. Now, it doesn't matter what age you are, you're not going to be able to handle it. But she's a kid. And she's going to get so much shit thrown at her. She's already on the first day. She's after getting so much shit thrown at her because of her attitude. Oh my God. Her attitude stinks for a start.
Ooh.
She's got such a bad attitude. She's actually, me and your sister were only chatting about it today when we were watching tonight's episode. She's very emotionless. Like she's just got like a real blank expression when she's talking to anybody. Loves the attention from guys, obviously.
Oh, interesting. She's got a blank expression. Does that mean she's like, could potentially have a lot of fillers in?
No, not that kind of expression. Just like, she's just very emotionless. You know what I mean?
I know it's going to sound horrible. Does she have like shark eyes?
No. She's just emotionless. That's the only way I can describe it to you. She doesn't give off much of emotion at all, regardless if it's happy or sad. Do you know what I mean? But I just don't like her attitude.
Botox, though, no? Botox?
It's not the Botox, man. Sure? It's not. Christ. But we just don't like her attitude. She's just rude. She's very passive aggressive. She you'll learn more about her as I go on.
Okay.
Right. So they're all the girls and the boys. Okay. Now the couples. So obviously on the first date, five boys, five girls are brought into the villa. Now the normal way it's always done is when they come in, the girls are always put in first and then they will bring in a boy one by one.
Ooh.
And each boy comes in. So say you were in it, you would be brought in and they'd be like, okay, girls, this is Tig, blah, 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 blah. If you like what you see, step forward.
I'd be like the random fella just walks in at the end that they're like, is he part of the like the workforce here? Do we need a plumber? Is there a bathroom broken here? I'd be wondering, well, lads, how are you getting on?
Right. Any jobs? So anyway, so basically, so what they'll do is the lad would come in and say, if you like what you see, step forward. This year, they've completely changed it and they have put it down to the public vote. So basically, before Love Island came to air, they obviously released the contestants of who they were going to be, blah, blah, blah. And they put it out to the public and said, who would you match with who?
Ooh.
So that's how they've done it this year. Now, one thing I will say that fucking bugged me about the first night was Laura Whitmore. Laura Whitmore made sure to explain that every 5 minutes. Every time a boy came in. Now,
I'm going to defend her on that one. As a teacher, the amount of times that I've had to say instructions before the entire class has got it is ridiculous. So I'm going to defend Laura Whitmore on that one. Good girl. Keep explaining the instructions.
It was annoying.
Even put it up on screen when you have
annoying,
to.
It got annoying
backing
fast.
Her. Laura Whitmore, you'd be a great teacher.
It got annoying like really, really fast. So anyway, so that's what they've done. So the couples were created by the public. So the couples we have are Liam and Gemma.
Okay.
Okay. We have Luca and Paige. We have Tasha and Andrew. We have Akena and India. And we have Dami and Amber. Now, since then, there was a recoupling when the new guy, Davide, came in.
Ooh.
And Davide was told to pick within 24 hours. He had 24 hours to pick a new girl that he wanted to couple up with. He could pick any girl he wanted.
Right.
Even though they're coupled up with the other guys, right? In the end, he ended up picking Gemma. Now, I personally thought he was going to pick Paige because Paige is more mature. She holds herself quite well. She's chatty. She's a bubbly girl. Gemma is very much like, she basically came out and said, I won't go and graft for a lad. I wait for them. I don't do this. I don't do that.
Oh, of interest. Do you think he's going for her because she's probably name dropped her dad and now he's
so
like
that's
Michael
the other
Owen's
thing.
Daughter.
She has name dropped.
Of course she has.
No, she hasn't name dropped her dad. She's name dropped. So she's going, like, she's basically told everyone like,
I'm Gemma Owens.
And she's waiting for the reaction from the Islanders. No one's playing into it because no one gives a shit. No,
a lot of them probably weren't
probably
born with
know.
Michael Owens.
They probably don't
around.
Even fucking know who he is. But anyway, so now that Gemma has now paired up with Davide, that means Liam is single.
And we liked Liam, didn't we?
We liked Liam.
We liked Liam?
We still like Liam.
Okay, we like Liam.
So Liam is single now, and that means Liam is vulnerable. Now, on that night, Liam got a message and basically said, at the end of this week, there will be a recoupling of everybody. So every couple will do a recoupling. It'll be, more than likely, it'll be the girls' choice. So the girls will choose who they want. They can either stay in the couple that they're in, or they can choose to recouple with a different guy. Okay?
Right.
So that's the way it's going. And whatever boy is not picked is kicked off. So it will be the first boy to leave the villa.
Ooh, okay.
I really hope they kick off Davide because I can't stand him.
Do you think that there'll be another girl and fella introduced this week?
Okay, let me get to it.
I'm just asking questions.
So, tonight.
Did you just call me a woman? Did you just call me a hoe?
No.
What did you say?
I said, let me get to it.
You said something else. Impatient something.
Impatient hole.
Oh, I thought you said ho. I was like, oh!
No.
Anyway, go on.
So tonight, last night they teased about two new girls coming into the villa. So basically, there's two new girls. We've got Ekin Su, who is a Turkish actress. And we have Afia, who is a lounge host. So there are two new girls that are...
A lounge what?
Host.
Okay, thank you. Again, you need to pronounce the end of
I'm
those words.
I'm pronouncing it, you're just not listening. A lounge host. Host. Man alive. Anyway, so they're the two new girls that are coming into the villa. They haven't come in just yet, so that kind of trailered on to tonight's episode. Right. Bear in mind, I want to make it known to all of ye listeners out there. I stayed up late to go back. Tig had to go and find the episode for me.
It is 20 to 1.
It's 20 to 1.
Because we had to give you three nights of gossip, not just one.
I had to wait and replay, go back and watch a rewatch of Love Island so I could get more in for you guys. Okay, so just know the dedication that was going into this episode, okay? So tonight's episode then. So obviously the recoupling happened, or the coupling up of Gemma and Davide happened last night. So tonight's episode was very much like the feelings afterwards, how people were feeling, how is Liam feeling, all this sort of stuff, right? So Gemma then proceeds, even though she's mad after Davide, and she's like, when she was coupled up with Liam, it was very much like, yeah, Liam's a nice boy, but like, I really like Davide. He's more my type. When... Bear in mind, each couple, they're in a bed together.
Oh.
Now, nothing has to happen.
Okay.
But like, once you're coupled up with someone, you have to sleep in the same bed with them.
Okay.
So obviously, Gemma and Liam are coupled up, but Davide was in a bed beside them. And she was like kind of saying like, oh, well, all I could think of was like Davide was in the next room and blah, 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 blah. Right. So she made it very known that she wanted to pursue Davide.
Interesting.
Now that she's in a new couple with Davide, tonight's episode, she then proceeds to go over to Liam, and Liam's like, okay, like, where's your head at? And she's like, oh, I still want to get to know you. I'm like, girl, you can't have your cake and eat it. Like, do you know what I mean? She's like, I still want to get to know you. Like, do you know it's early days? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, fair enough. It's day three. Okay. It's early days for everybody in the fucking villa. Okay. Also, we have Tasha. So Tasha has...
The blonde girl.
Yeah. She's the deaf girl, right? So Tasha likes Andrew. So she's coupled up with Andrew, but she has a thing for Luca.
Okay.
Okay, which is fine.
That's
fine.
That's 30 days.
It's the whole point of the show, getting to know and getting to see who you kick off with, right? So she has a thing for Luca, but she's coupled up with Andrew. Now, I like Andrew, okay? But Andrew made a bit of a boo-boo tonight.
Uh-oh.
So Andrew has been kind of, I will say I like him, but he's coming on way too strong. So he has... tried to cuddle her. He has tried to kiss her already. I'm like, dude, you met her yesterday. You need to relax the cactus.
Saying a teenage disco.
Do you know what I mean? It doesn't work like that. You know, like, you can't just come on that strong. The fact that the girl has to share a bed with you is enough, kind of thing. But like, okay, fair enough. She was like, she didn't reject him either. But if you can kind of see that, like, she's kind of like, she still wants to get to know Luca, but she feels bad for getting to know Luca because she's coupled up with Andrew, and she's like, oh, I'm kind of into Andrew now and all that sort of stuff. Andrew then proceeds to kiss her again because the kiss is a challenge. So every day there's some sort of a challenge. So the challenge that was done yesterday was they like play this game where basically like there could be like a secrets given out. So like it was like a conveyor belt and they read out secrets. You had to guess who that secret was about.
Okay.
And then in the end you had to kiss them. Of who you taught. So say, for instance, a secret came out and there was, I'm just genuinely using this as an example. There was you and Shane standing there.
Right.
But I'm like, a secret came out. I'm like, oh, that's Tyke. That has to be about Tyke. I think it's you.
So
and then
you come and kiss me.
I'll have to like do this like basically like, you know, the security things where they search it.
Oh, yeah,
the metal detector kind of things. So I'd have to do all this stuff. But like they were doing it in like kind of like a sexual way. And then they'd give you a snog. And then you'd go through like a metal detector. And it would either go green if it was right or red if it was wrong. And then if it was wrong, then it was obviously about the other person. Do you get what I'm saying? So that's what they played last night.
Okay.
So obviously Andrew ended up getting to snog Tasha. When they came back to the villa after the challenge, he tried it on again. And he went fucking, you know, he didn't hold back. Like, he was like, I'm going for it. I am wasting time here. Which,
like,
I will give him props, fucking kudos, fair balls here for doing that. But again, too strong. Rein it in, pal. Like, you know what I mean? Just relax. She wasn't having it. She had it. She enjoyed it. She did say she enjoyed it. The cuddle that night, all well and good. But then I'm like so confused because now Luca is saying that like he's stone mad about Paige. He's like obsessed with her in fucking bikinis. But sure, hello, they're all in fucking bikinis. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, even if I was a man, my head would be turning 20 fucking times a day because they're all in fucking bikinis. But he's like 1 minute saying like he's so mad about Paige and like, you know, he really wants to kind of hone in on her. And then Andrew met a boo-boo, because then that night, when they were all gone to bed, so they all go to bed at the one time, right? And when they went to bed, Andrew was saying to Tasha, like, oh, I had a chat with Luca, blah, 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 blah. Because Andrew told Luca at the start, if you want to pursue Tasha,
if you want to crack on,
like,
crack
don't
on.
Mind me, go for it. This yeah, is yeah. what we're here for, kind of thing. So I had a chat before that. But that night, Andrew then fucked up.
He told Paige that?
He told Paige, no, he Tasha told that. He told Tasha that he had a chat. But then he made a lie about it. So he turned around and said that Luca told him his top three. Right?
Ooh.
His top three girls.
Ooh.
And then Tasha was like, oh, was I in it? And Andrew goes, no. So that in itself was a bad move, because he completely dampened her confidence there, because he knew that she liked Luca. But then I'm like, has he done that out of malice to be like, I've told you that now, I hope you don't pursue Luca?
Because
he just genuinely mistakenly just said no?
Oh, interesting.
Out of fear, I don't know.
It sounds a little bit like he's putting all of his eggs in one basket, hoping that she'll stick with him.
Massively. You can see that he hasn't tried to pursue any other girl, nor chat any other girl. Then Tasha kind of mentioned that to Luca. Luca got pissed.
Oh, of course.
Luca got so pissed about it, confronted Liam about it. Andrew about it. They hashed it out. Like, and to be fair, like, Luca was right to say that. Like, you shouldn't kind of do that. At the end of the day, we're all kind of here to do one thing, blah, blah, blah. But don't fuck me about either.
Yeah, yeah.
I get what you're saying. You probably felt threatened or something like that. But don't mess with someone else's opportunity to maybe find love.
Yeah, it's still
else.
Early days. Yeah,
it's like. Such early days. And then we have Gemma and Davide went on their first date. That was boring as fuck. They squeezed melons and made lemonade. Like, it was boring as fuck. Dami and Amber, they're so chilled. Like I said, I like the both of them.
Good vibes.
They have good vibes individually, but I don't know if they vibe well together. Like, the I take that back. Sorry, I'm thinking of someone else. I think Dami and Amber vibe well together, but Akenna and India, no. They just don't. They're awkward as hell. There's no conversation. They have nothing in common. Whereas I feel like Dami is trying to pursue Amber. Like, he is putting in the effort.
He's putting in the graft.
You know, making sure she's okay and like trying to, he's constantly saying like, I'm going to like open doors for you. He's basically trying to say to her like, I want to do stuff that will help my moves in getting to know you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I am starting to like him.
Right. I want to get to the juicy bits.
Right. Okay.
I have questions for you. Go. I think get your pineapple ready for this.
Oh, my pineapple.
Get your pineapple.
Hold on, I need I'll put my laptop away.
Your laptop away now.
Right,
okay.
Hold on now, lads. Hold on, take that.
We're getting serious.
Take that now. I'm going to get comfy if that's the case. Hold on now.
5 minutes later.
Right, so we've had the rundown basically the first 3 days, but I want to get to the juicy bit. So I've got my little Love Island pad. I've got a couple of questions. I want quick fire answers before we finish off the episode.
Okay.
Okay, Chelsea. So, right.
I really should have got a pina colada in this talk or something.
Well, look, next time. There's always... this is last minute. It'd be a shit. We keep that drinking until the Saturday night.
Right.
Okay? Right. Questions. Ready?
Go.
Who are your early favourites?
Oh, Tasha and... As in a couple or individuals?
A couple.
Oh, fuck, man. Shit. That's... fuck.
Pick 5.
It's so
4.
Paige and Tasha and Andrew.
Okay. Who gives you the ick on both sides?
Davide and Gemma.
A person you'd match with?
I'm going to say Dami or Andrew.
Person you think I'd match with?
I'm going to say Paige. Or Tasha.
Person you'd think I'd get in a bar fight with?
Davide.
Person you think...
He's an arsehole.
Person you think I'd be best buds with?
Dami.
Person you'd think you'd be best buds with?
Girl or boy? Or girl and boy?
One of each.
One of each. Dami and... Paige.
Person you think is the fakest?
Gemma.
Person you think is the realest?
Tasha.
Oh, interesting. And last question, who do you think will recouple?
Paige and Liam, they'll have some sort of a recouple. Tasha and Andrew will have a recouple, and India and Akena will have a recouple.
There we go. That is our little Love Island section for the week.
Yeah.
Tune in next week for all the
next
updates.
Next week, I'm going to have so much more gossip for you lads, because bear in mind, the information I've just given you, that's 3 days.
3 days.
That's 3 days. I'm going to have Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Oh shit, Monday, Tuesday. I'm going to have like 6 days worth of info for you next week. So yep. Fucking strap in.
Strap in. It's going to be juicier. In. There'll be more questions.
I'll be back.
So I've had to come down to Chelsea's level because...
this is where the vibes are at.
This is where the vibes are at. But also, it's time for That's Bop.
All right, stop.
And this week, our theme is fame, fortune and celebrity status.
I mean, I wanted summer vibes, but because you know I've got good vibes going on over here.
I don't know why she wants summer vibes, because she got hammered last week when we did it. Ooh, another win for Team Tig. How you like them apples?
Yeah, do you know what it is? He's too competitive. Tig, you know, we put up these nice things, you know, for a bit of fun, a bit of crack, and he comes and ruins it with his competitiveness.
I like winning, okay? But out of being a gentleman and the fact that I won last week,
I will let you go first.
Oh, so tell us, Chelsea, what is your bop of the week?
No one has good taste in music.
Oh, there's not even alcohol in that drink. That's a bold statement. Go on, tell us, what is your song of the week?
Considering we were talking about him, I'm going for a Kanye West song.
Okay.
I'm going, just purely because we were talking about him, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go with Kanye West. My song is Kanye West's Flashing Lights.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, now you probably don't know that too well, do you?
I wouldn't know. Anybody that's a Kanye massively, West fan, but it's a good song. I know it's Flash. Lights.
Yeah,
I got
okay,
that
you
one.
You do know it.
I'm going to go with I Want to Be a Billionaire by Bruno Mars.
Oh, that's a tune.
I think I'm going to edge it again this week. Normally, I go for old classic songs.
I'd actually vote for that myself because I love Bruno Mars. So
that is my song for the week. You guys have to go over to our Instagram and vote on it. Tell us what you think.
Lads, cut me some slack. Even if you hate my song choice, just vote for me for the crack. Come on.
And while you're there, give us a quick
follow. I'm sitting on a fucking inflatable chair here for you.
Yeah, we're going all out. We're going all out. We've got props.
I've got pineapples behind my head. What more do people want from me? Come on.
But yeah, give us an old follow while you're over on the Instagram. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Hit that. Maybe leave a comment. Yeah. Tell us what bop you
tell
think.
Tell your queens.
If you're watching Love Island, tell us what you think as well about the series.
Oh my god,
so
I want to know your opinions on Gemma.
And yeah, just basically give us an old shout. We love to interact with you guys. And you can find our main podcast every Thursday, 6 a.m. bright and early. And our Patreon podcast
every Monday, where you get 4 extra episodes a month. Don't forget to go and sign up.
Yeah,
that came out arsewiz.
Yeah,
that came out.
And it can stay in arsewiz now because we need to get editing.
This is water. I want to make that clear.
God bless you when you start into like Pina Canada next week.
I'm mumbling with words. Do you know what it is, Tyke? I'm absolutely knackered.
I don't blame you. It is 5 to 1 in the morning. It's time for us to go because this comes out in 5 hours'
Christ.
Time. God bless us. I think I'll be getting this out 5 minutes before it goes up. And then I'll be like, right, bedtime. That's what's going to happen. Anyway.
But, thanks for joining us this week, guys. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode. We hope you enjoyed my new segment. Because get used to it, motherfuckers, because it's here for the next 8 weeks.
Yep, get used to it. And while you're at it, please don't harass any celebrities that you see on any of your news outlets this week. Give them a break. Why not?
Give them a break. Be nice. Don't be a keyboard warrior.
Yeah, that's it.
So that is it for us this week. Go have an amazing weekend and we will chat you next week.
Go on, good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.